You are listening to a Documentally podcast. Episode 1, February 2006. Hello, and welcome to Documentally.com's first ever podcast. I guess that with the whole world out there podcasting, I might as well have a go and see what this is all about. I mean, why not? I could say I've done this for years to a certain extent. I remember back in the mid-80s, me and a friend would send little cassettes to each other. I don't know if you remember, compact cassette. We'd make little homemade radio shows and edit in tunes and funny stuff and just basically do pretty much what people do now, but on the internet. I mean, back then it was the days of ZX Spectrums, and now we've got the World Wide Web. It's just a completely different world. I guess since TV's taken over our lives, I think sound has taken more of a backseat as an unappreciated medium. If it wasn't for the MP3 player or the fact we're stuck in traffic for hours in a day, we'd probably not even have the time for music unless it was a soundtrack to some moving pictures of some sort. Not only is audio something you can listen to when doing other things, it's a great way of allowing the imagination to participate. Paint your own picture. Exercise the muscle in your mind's eye. I think podcasting like blogging is an accessible medium where anyone with an internet connection has the opportunity to publish their own thoughts, and the revolution is literally turning mass media inside out. This is all a part of a media of the masses. I guess there's a downside there. Well, there's definitely a downside. Nonsensical diaries or news from the front line. In this perfect democracy where any fool, and Lord knows there's lots of them out there, they can all stick no end of unverifiable facts into the public domain. What happens to the truth? Where's the quality control or the editorial process? Perhaps sometimes we need a little censorship, a crap filter. Perhaps even the shit stuff is art. I mean, do I listen to other people's audio drivel? Yeah, I do, but you can be sure it's not for long. As I'm on the lookout for opinions that get me thinking out of the box, I'd rather listen to random points of view than read them, definitely. I mean, I think I've started to spend far more time listening to podcasts than reading blogs. Reading takes my full concentration, and a podcast can be kind of background entertainment, so I do something more important. And I'm glad for this, because whereby if I come across a sentence I don't like to read or it's just not interesting anymore, I'll flick to another web page. But with a podcast, it's, you know, it's on your iPod or your MP3 player, and you're bimbling around, and you just tend to carry on listening, and you can come across some real gems. Some people at least have some really interesting things to say. So what do I want to do with a podcast? Do I want to just criticize everybody else? Do I want to whinge? Do I want to tell you how I think the world can be made a better place? Well, yeah, I guess I do, I suppose. A little bit of philosophy, I think, is important nowadays. We tend to have forgotten how important it is to talk things out, and although it's one-sided, a podcast with the help of a website, you can start getting a dialogue going. I mean, why not? I'd love to be a part of this revolution. More for the documentary's sake, I think. More for recording things and just getting them down. I mean, it'd be fantastic to come back in years to come and actually listen to interviews and ideas and thoughts. You know, it's very selfish. Yeah, I want to hear what I was doing right back here, because although I feel I've come a long way in the last 10, 15 years, there's no end to the learning out there. We all know pretty much nothing, don't we, really? So I'm going to start this podcast with the aim of it to be nothing really but true to itself. And if that self is a mindless rant, then all's well. I'd like to provide an ad-free audio magazine that talks about nothing in particular 1 minute and everything in general the next. It doesn't need listeners to exist, but if there are some listeners out there, it'd be very much appreciated. So, let's get on with some podcasting. are listening to Documentally.com's first podcast. Please, if you want to email me anything, questions, answers, whatever you want, just send them to podcast@documentally.com. As this is Documentally.com's first podcast, and in fact my first podcast, I thought I might be a bit of a geek and go through some of the tech specs behind it. There'll be a few people out there probably slightly, maybe not that interested in what I'm using, but as probably 80% of the people that are podcasting nowadays are geeks, I'm going to tell you anyway. Okay, you've got the whirring sound probably in the background of an Apple Mac G5. That is liquid cooled, but it still seems to want to have fans kicking in every now and then. That's linked to this microphone, which is a Sony something. I'm not too sure about the model, but it was good quality when I heard it before. That's got a pop shield, which should stop this, and kind of does. And I want to be doing some interviews and sound bites when I'm out and about, so I've got an M Audio Micro Track. I just thought it looked really cool. A very portable, very small flash drive recorder. It's got 2 gig of compact flash in there because I use the same kind of stuff in my cameras. It's got a brilliant little microphone that came fitted as standard, a little T-bar mic. And I'm looking forward to getting some binaural headphone mics, which I don't know how I'm going to monitor levels with those, but wow, I've heard some of the podcasts out there with these microphones and they're amazing. Finally, all this is being recorded with GarageBand, which obviously also does the editing as well. Well, it doesn't do it, I have to do it. And to be honest, it really does my head in sometimes, but hey, what can you do? Better than reel to reel.
And speaking of mobile recordings, coming up in the next few episodes, I hope to be carrying my little recordable device around and maybe doing a few interviews. I'll just have it on me when and where, and if I come across anybody out of the ordinary or well into the ordinary, I'll ask them a few questions and see where it goes from there.
In the meantime,
I don't want you listening to any angry music. Songs of madness and obsession.
Just to remind you, you're listening to Documentally.com, and if we're not too lazy, coming up next time...
We've had exterminate from him once before. If I take the battery out and put it in again, that might help.
Do you think eccentricity could be defined by saying basically people that prioritise differently to others?
I think that might be it. I think that's a very good way of putting it, yes. I think it always helps to have a high IQ. I don't know how high my IQ actually is. I passed the practical driving test on my 11th attempt. I think he's got stuck.
That was just a couple of snippets from the next podcast on Documentally.com. Thank you very much for listening this far. Although this is only a little 10-minuter, it is just the introduction and the first podcast I've ever done, so hopefully things will be getting better from now. I'm going to leave you a little tongue-in-cheek song I wrote in the style of country and western, which is not really my thing, but I thought it said a lot about the society we live in today. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Come on.
I'm looking for the words to sing along with friends. Nowadays, step out of line and they're waiting round the bend. There's not much left you can talk about, so sneak it in a song. And if country's what I think it is. Why don't you sing along? Somebody tell me where this country's going wrong.
We got
chips that go in everything and phone taps in our home. Stalkouts do detective work much better than James Bond.
Woo! Come on! Yeah!
So tell me something different, I think human rights are dead.
We got
cameras in our schools and asbos for our friends. Then we got democracy, our votes are just a joke. If I could speak to Orwell, you know it'd say I told you so.
Uh-huh. Well, bless you. If it wasn't someone saying this, it'd be funny. Thank you. Yeah!
You were listening to Documentary.com. Now, do yourself a favor and email podcast@documentally.com.
I think I'm gonna crash.